ॐ नमः प्रणवार्ताय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पाद्धृतविग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमीड्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि यथाग्नेर्दायिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे स्थिता हिया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां सारदां प्रणमाम्यहं प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुगे नमः व्यासाय विष्णुरूपाय व्यासरूपाय विष्णवे नमो वै ब्रह्मनिधये वासिष्ठाय नमो नमः श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानामालयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादं शङ्करं लोकशङ्करं सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। आचार्यः पितरः पुत्राः तथैव च पितामहाः मातुलाश्वशुराः पौत्राः श्याला सम्बन्धिनस्तथा एतान्न हन्तुमिच्छामि नतोऽपि मधुसूदन अपि त्रैलोक्यराज्यस्य हेतो किन्नु महीकृते। व्यासाचार्य डिपिक्ट्स द प्रॉब्लम ऑफ संसार which Arjuna is going through in a severe way, which constitutes attachment, ragaha, and grief, shokaha, and then mohaha, delusion. He told, Kripaya paraya vishtaha. He was so much attached. Therefore, that attachment brings suffering. Since it is intense grief, it overflows through his physique. He himself says, Sidanti mama gatrani mukham cha parishushyati vepatushcha charire me romaharshashcha jayate. My mouth is parched, my entire body is burning, I could not stand. Like that, all the psychosomatic symptoms he was explaining. Now he is going through the third stage called mohaha, delusion. Like a parrot, Arjuna repeats the same thing, a typical breakdown, a sign of depression. When a person is depressed, we cannot talk to him logically. So they will repeat same thing repeatedly and their thinking process will be like a broken gramophone. So what is the best way? Best way is just keep silent. You have to hear. When shock comes, it is very difficult for us to handle that shock. So therefore, Shastra says, be exposed yourself to the satsangas wherein these facts of life are discussed. When you are aware of the facts of life, then naturally you will be prepared for it. So that when shock comes, actually, it should not come. It is our wish. But it comes. When it comes, we can face it in a healthy manner. Preparation through devotional practices and satsanga should be there in everybody's life. People say, I don't have time. Actually, it is meant that I don't want. I am not interested. That is the idea. Whenever they say, I don't have time, the idea is, I am not interested. But everyone gets time for their fulfillment of what they want to achieve in the world. So a person should be a little bit intelligent to see the life as it is in a holistic manner. That is the reason now Vyasacharya explains the grief of Arjuna, which has a meaning in our life also. Hearing all these things, Bhagavan keeps quiet with utter silence and allows Arjuna to exhaust. Arjuna says, Hey Madhusudana, Madhusudana is a wonderful epithet of the Lord Krishna, one who was the killer of Madhu, Rakshasas, Rakshasa called Madhu. Killing the Rakshasas are nice. It is a useful. But you are asking me to kill my relatives. That is the idea. Hey Madhusudana, etan acharyaha pitaraha putraha pitamahaha matulaha shashuraha pautraha shalaha. All these are relatives. Etan hantum na ichhami. I don't want to kill them. If Bhagavan asks, if they kill you, will you react? You don't want to kill them by yourself. If they come to kill you, what you do? Gnatopi Madhusudana. Even if they want to kill me, I am not going to kill them. What is the reason? What is the reason? He says, because they are my swajanam. They are my own people. Sambandhinaha, they are very, very attached to me. He is attached to them, but he thinks that they are attached to him. My swajanam cannot be compensated even if I am given three worlds as a compensation. Api trailokya rajyasya. Even the three worlds, if it is given along with all its pleasures, still I don't want it. What to talk about this world, ordinary emperorship? Kinnu mahi krite, a small emperorship. It looks as though compassion, expression of compassion, but it is a not compassion but attachment. What is the difference between compassion and attachment? Shastra points out, in compassion, the person will never violate the dharma. He will be compassionate towards all. He will not have any axe to grind. So there is no selfishness in his mind. In the absence of selfishness, there is no need for him to violate the dharma. And this compassion is towards all, it is universal, not towards one particular person or a group. But in attachment, dharma is naturally given up. Because there is a selfishness to achieve that end. The person sees, if I go by dharma, I will not achieve that end. Therefore, I am ready to give up this. And this attachment is towards a particular group of people. He continues, nihatya dhartarashtranah kah prite syardhanardana papameva chayedasman advaitan atatayinah. A classical example for delusion. He addresses Bhagavan, he Janardana. Dushta janan ardayati khinasti narakatin gamayati. One who kills all the dushta janas and one who sends them to hell, that is Bhagavan. He says, it is nice for you to kill all the dushta janas. You are going to kill all the dushta janas. I have to kill all my relatives. These relatives also are dushta janas only, he himself told. But here, he forgets that even if you kill the entire world, O Lord, you are not going to get any sin. But if I kill anybody, I will get sin. It is okay for you, but it is not okay for me. Therefore, he addresses Bhagavan, he Janardana. Dhartarashtran nihatya ka priti hi syat. What joy I am going to get by killing these Dhartarashtras. Just a few minutes before he told, Dhartarashtrasya durbuddhehe. He told, they are all durbuddhis. And now he shows his dharma dharma aviveka, a confusion, very clearly. It appears to him, dharma as a adharma. Punishing adharmic people by a kshatriya is dharma. But he says, it is a papa karma. And dharma phalayanam, running away from the battlefield is adharma. Running away from the battlefield by a kshatriya is adharma, but he sees adharma as dharma. Bhagavan is going to tell about this in the second chapter. Yadrichaya chopapannam swargadwaram apavritam. This war you have not wanted. They have imposed on you. Therefore, it is your duty to handle them and establish the dharma. And it has come yadrichaya. By chance it has come. Yadrichaya cha upapannam swargadwaram. By doing war against these adharmic people, if you lose your life, you are going to get swarga as a reward. And if you win the war, you will get the rajya in this world. So in any way, it is a rewarding effort only. That is the Bhagavan's idea he is going to tell. But Arjuna says here, because of moha, moha means atasmin tad buddhihi. Adharme dharma buddhihi, dharme adharma buddhihi. He says, papam eva ashayet asman hatvaitan atatayinaha. Very statement itself is a contradictory statement. By killing these adharmic people, we will incur sin. He considers them, he understands them as atatayis. They are great papis, the great sinners. Who are they? The atatayi is a person who is deserving shoot at sight. There is no need for any vichara, need for any court. A kshatriya can kill him, shoot at sight. They say, agnido garadashchaiva shastrapani dhana apahaha kshetra dara apahartascha panchaite khyatatayinaha. Agnidaha, one who puts the fire when somebody sleeps, or when somebody is awake, that time itself they put fire na in. Then garadaha, a person who poisons somebody. When somebody is without any shastra, he comes with a shastra in order to kill him. Dhanapakaha, one who grabs all the wealth of the people. And kshetra dara apaharta, one who touches somebody's wife with an evil mind, and one who wants to grab the kshetra, the land and the wife. So all these five categories are called atatayis. Atatayinam ayantam hanyadeva avicharataha, they say. Without any enquiry, he deserves a capital punishment. And our Duryodhana, as a lakshana of having all this sin, if one sin is there, he deserves punishment. But Duryodhana is lakshana purunaha. In what way? Having all this atatayi gunaha. Arjuna knows it and Arjuna considers them as atatayi. That's why he says, hatvaitan atatayinaha. Tan atatayinaha, he says. Arjuna knows Duryodhana has a unique credit and he has to be punished also. The type of punishment is capital punishment. But still Arjuna says, killing them is papa karma. So this is a clear indication of delusion in mind. Vyasacharya shows, generally every human being has some attachment. Without attachment, very difficult to live. You have to relate with the world. By the sheer association, you will develop an attachment. Even with regard to a needle or pen, if you use a pen very long time, if it misses, then you will feel for one day or 2 days. But it is a weak attachment. When attachment is weak, buddhi tries to correct us. Because buddhi knows this is not proper. Anything which has come in our life has to go. The very purpose of coming is for going. It has some utility. We have to use it properly with all respect. When it goes, we should allow them to go. Like a person who entered the train. For what purpose he enters the train? With a clear destination. So and so place he is going to enter, and so place he is going to get down. But after entering, he finds a good friend like you. Then he starts conversing with you. You also develop friendship, you share your coffee or tea. It is a long journey. After 2 days of journey, when he wanted to get down at Delhi, you say, please don't get down. What a beautiful friend you are. So that person will say, if he is clear person, he will say, the very purpose of getting inside the train is to get down at the particular destination. Therefore, he will correct it. Like that, our buddhi also will correct that any association ends with dissociation. But when the attachment is stronger, buddhi finds very difficult to correct us. Because emotions overpower our buddhi. Therefore, buddhi, what it does? It joins with the emotions. Buddhi also joins with the emotion and it tries to justify our emotions, our weaknesses. Buddhi becomes powerless and justifies the action. Why? Otherwise, there will be a guilt consciousness. One portion of the mind, Jnata, will be telling, it is wrong, it is wrong, it is wrong. But Bhokta wanted to have it. So, naturally, the emotions, Bhokta wants these emotions to continue. So, naturally, there will be a guilt consciousness. Therefore, Buddhi also tries to misinterpret. That is what we call devils quoting the scripture. In our scripture, you have quotation for everything, whether it is proper or improper. That's why they say without satsanga, understanding the scripture is very difficult. Here, our Arjuna is going to interpret his attachment as compassion. That is a serious condition. A person, once he knows that he has a disease, there is a possibility of curing it. But a person, if he justifies that disease, suppose doctor says there is a worm. Oh, which stomach doesn't have worm, doctor? If he says, then doctor has to wash his hands, no other way. Okay, time has to come to you, then he will come back. Similarly, here, our Arjuna wants to justify, what is the statement? Papam eva ashrayet asman, we will incur sin by hatvan atatayinaha. By killing the akatayans, by killing criminals, we will incur sin. This is a statement. It's a contradictory statement, it's a foolish statement, but still Arjuna wanted to justify that statement. Tasman narka vayam hantum dhartarashtran svabhandhavan svajanam hi katham hatva sukhinasyama madhava. Tasmat means therefore. What therefore it is? Wherefore, by killing these atatayins, we will get papam. Vayam dhartarashtra hantum na argaha. These dhartarashtras are not eligible for our punishment. We should not kill these people. They are not qualified for our punishment. Why? They are svabhandavan. They are our own relatives. That means, for Arjuna, there are two standards. One standard is punishing the criminals who are relatives. Another standard is punishing the criminals who are not relatives. You just imagine a judge, after knowing the particular person has done some mistake, he is going to pass the judgment. But before that, they show who is that criminal. That criminal happened to be a son or a relative. Then judge has two standards of giving justice. So what will be the condition? So he says, svajanam hatva katham sukhinaha syama. By killing our own relatives, what sukham we are going to get? That means, my sukham is more important than the dharma. For my sake, for my sukham, I am ready to allow them even if they want to continue as adharmic people. And we can sacrifice dharma for the sake of our personal happiness. My happiness depends on their existence. My happiness, when he says, svajanam hatva katham sukhinaha, in the absence of the relatives,
how can we be happy? That means their existence is a necessary thing for my happiness. That means I am not happy with myself. How many psychological derivations you can bring by small sentence like this? First he says, I would have killed if they are not relative. Now, since they are relative, I am not ready to kill them. Second thing is, why you don't want to kill them? Because their absence will make me an unhappy person. Third thing is, their existence is very, very necessary for my happiness. So the setup is there in the family atmosphere. If that setup is destroyed, I will be upset. Setup, you just put that side, upset. Not that I try to protect them for their own well-being. He tries to protect the Dhartharashtra, not for their sake, not for their well-being, but my survival, my peace, my security is dependent upon their existence and living. Therefore, I want to protect them. Objectively looking, it is a complete selfishness. But Arjuna tries to show this as compassion, and that too to the Lord. Bhagavan is going to take an entirely opposite stand. Here Arjuna says, for the sake of sukha, personal happiness, a person can give up dharma. For the sake of personal happiness, a person can give up dharma, he says, Arjuna. But Bhagavan is going to tell, swadharme nidhanam sreyaha, paradharmo bhayavaha. Even if you are going to be perished in swadharma, anushthana, by doing duty, that is Shreyaha is going to tell. But here, Bhagavan did not show any, even the slightest expression. Here, by addressing, Hey Madhava, Arjuna wanted Bhagavan's support for his statement. Arjuna wants some support, something, either some facial expression or a wonder. How Arjuna is thinking very clearly now, like that wonder we should have wondered, or at least he should have got anger. What foolish thinking this fellow is having. At least this type, generally when we talk, when somebody talks to us, when we find it's a foolish statement, we express our opinion at least in facial expression. But here Bhagavan is so great in psychiatry, he did not even show a slightest expression, neither approval nor disapproval, neither wondering nor getting anger. So Bhagavan knows any expression, any facial expression from his side will spoil Arjuna's flow of thought. Because if a person who talks to us understands that my idea is not accepted by the hearer, so naturally he may try to avoid that expression. So Bhagavan's intention is, by keeping silence, let him come out. Let him come out, let him show all his weaknesses, all his psychosomatic disorders, so that accordingly I can treat him. I can know what is the person is actually. When we approach the doctor, they will not talk. They will ask simple question, what problem you have. So immediately we will start our own history. I have back pain, this, that. So all these symptoms, they will get through our mouth. Similarly here also, Bhagavan is keeping quiet.
यद्यप्येते न पश्यन्ति लोभोपहत चेतसः पुलक्षय कृतं दोषं मित्रद्रोहे च पादकम्.
These criminals should not be punished. Why? They are our own relatives. Their existence is a must for our happiness. Therefore, these criminals should not be punished. That is the statement. And now, taking the silence of the Lord, because Bhagavan is very silent, taking the silence of the Lord as an approval, Arjuna takes it as an approval, because maunam sammatasya lakshanam. So he took Bhagavan's silence as an approval, sign of approval. So very enthusiastically, he tries to explain
the logic behind his decision. Tries to explain the benefit behind his decision. Tries to explain the magnanimity of his character. And try to explain his clear vision. We think by reading objectively, we think that Arjuna is deluded now. But he thinks now he has got a clear vision and maybe a better vision than the earlier one. This also a universal problem. Even an informed mind may be overpowered by emotions. Arjuna is not an illiterate. Dharma Shastra Karta, we are going to see how he is going to analyze the Dharma Shastra. He is not an ignorant person. He knows what dharma, what adharma is. But now temporary, there is a cloud. So even an informed person may be overpowered by emotions. And in that situation, when the person makes wrong judgments, he will think how the whole world is having wrong judgments. He is having wrong judgment, but the person will think that whole world is wrong, I am right. Objectively speaking, the person is wrong, but the person himself will think that I am right, but the whole world is wrong. Like a madman thinks others are also mad. We think they are insane people. In mental hospital, when we go, we are sympathizing with them. Nah. So thinking that unfortunately, this fellow is having this type of disease. But he is happy in his own world. And he thinks others are all mad. And he sympathizes with others. So this is the power of mind. It can cloud the intellect. Mind means the emotional part of human being. It can cloud the intellect. It can make intellect to support it. If it is powerful, it can make the intellect. Intellect is a guide, because human being is by nature is a cognitive person. What do we mean by cognitive? In only human being there is a capacity called self-judgment. No other beings have this. He is basically a cognitive person, a thinking being. By the thinking power, He has an innate capacity called self-judgment. He knows that I am human being. But no dog knows that I am beautiful dog. You ask dog how beautiful you are, it will bark, that's all. So this human faculty called cognitive faculty is the basic one. Because of that only, entire human life is differentiated from the instinctive animal nature. Animals behave in an instinctive way because there is no thinking capacity, there is no will involved. When it finds it is hungry, it goes for food. When it finds it wants some sense pleasures, it goes for that. But the human being, katsum va, anyatha katsum va, akatsum va, shakyate. They say, you can go for it, or you can go in another way for it, or you can avoid it also. So, thinking power is a sarathi. In Upanishad it is called sarathihi. Vijnanamaya koshaha is considered as a sarathihi. Entire human life is considered as a journey. Human body is considered as chariot. The horses are all compared to the sense organs. All the sense organs are tied by a rein. This rein is called emotional mind. Manas. And that rein is kept in a hand called driver. The driver is this cognitive personality. And the person traveler, the jivatma, is a traveler. Upanishad says, if the driver is ignorant, if the driver is impure, if the driver is drunkard, then where he will reach only God knows. Only accident will come. But if the driver is clean, pure person, and informed person and a sane person, Tadvishnoho Paramam Padam. The destination will be Bhagavan himself. Here the cognitive personality is affected by the emotional personality. Therefore, Arjuna expresses that. There was a class, an instructive class. Class for whom? All the drunkards were there, audience. So, in an hospital, they wanted to teach that liquor is going to spoil your health. That is their idea. So that the person will give up that willfully. So there was a doctor. He brought two glasses. One is actual color water. Another is alcohol. So he took one insect and put it in the color water. The insect was floating on the color water. The same insect, he put it in the alcohol. Immediately insect died. Then the doctor asked, "Dear audience, what teaching you are getting by this analogy, by this experiment, what you are getting as teaching?" So one drunkard got up and told, "Sir, now I have decided that I have to increase my quantity of alcohol." Then doctor asked, "Why?" "Because now I come to know that alcohol kills all the insects. I want to kill all the insects in my stomach. Therefore, I want to increase the alcohol." Mind can overpower, the desire can overpower our intellect. Then it can misinterpret. In that way, some drunkards, if you ask why you are drinking, how this the liquor companies will survive if I give up drinking? How the tobacco company will survive if I give up the tobacco? Like that, they will try to justify their act. Even though he is confused, he thinks that he is not confused. Therefore, he says, "Yadyapi yete," yete means these Dhartarashtras, "na pashyanti," what they are not seeing, they are not, these Dhartarashtras are not in a position to understand what is the harm by war, what is the side effect by this great war. Why they are not understanding? Arjuna says, their mind is overpowered by greediness. Lobho apakata chetasaha. He says, yete na pashyanti. These people failed to see evils of war. Yete means not only Dhartarashtra. Yete means you, Krishna. You also have not told me what is the problem by war. And this Dharmaputra, Yudhishthira also did not tell what is the problem of the war. At least now I have understood, though I did not understand the effect of war, at least now I have understood what is the effects of the war. Thank God, I can come back to my senses at least in this 11th hour, he says. Since he thinks that is clear, his vision is very clear, he thinks others' visions are not clear. Thank God, at least now I have come back to my senses. I come to know that the side effects of the war. And Krishna, you also forgot to tell me. So Krishna, what a difficult task for the Lord, you see. After hearing all this, Bhagavan had to keep quiet, without laughing and without getting anger. He had to pretend as though Arjuna is right. So Arjuna says, yete Duryodhana and Bhishma and Drona also. Because both are in that. Bhishma and Drona are very popular for their dharmic knowledge. They are dharma pratijna. But they also did not tell me that it is going to give a lot of other problems, social problems. So desist from war. And instead of making me to desist from war, they are also standing to go for war. Why? Because they are lobho apakata chetasaha. Their intellect is stifled and suppressed by greediness. Therefore, they don't see the evils of this war. Then Bhagavan may ask, what is the evil you tell? So he says, kulakshaya kritam dosham. What is the dosha? Kulakshaya is the dosha. Destruction of the entire kula is the dosha of the war. Kulakshaya kritam dosham. What is going to happen if kulas are destroyed? He will say, for dharmacharana, kula is very, very existence of the unit called family is very, very important. Without that family, existence of the family, you cannot expect dharma in the society. See, Bhagavan is going to tell this entire war is for dharma sthapana. And here Arjuna argues, desisting from war is going to help me in dharma sthapana. How? By desisting from war, I am not going to kill anybody. By not killing anybody, I am going to save their families. By saving their families, I am allowing them to follow their own dharma. So destruction of kula or families will lead to adharma. Mitra drohecha patakam. One more reason is, so many friends we have, entire life we have developed friendship with all these people. Instead of protecting them, we are going to kill for the small benefit called Rajya. Ingratitude towards the friend is a great sin, he says. Mitra droha it is called. Ingratitude towards the friends is a great papa. Now I can understand the reason behind their enthusiasm for this kulakshaya as greediness. I don't have any greediness, therefore why should I go for war? Krishna may ask, Bhishma and Dronacharya are great in dharma. You are interpreting dharma in this way, and they don't seem to interpret in this way. That is the reason they are for fighting. If you ask why they are fighting, why they have come here to fight enthusiastically, Arjuna may say, they are also carried away by the greediness of Dhritarashtra. They don't have any greediness, but Dhritarashtra, Dhartarashtra's greediness, Duryodhana's greediness has carried away their vichara buddhi also. And this cannot be taken as shishtachara. Shishtachara means an achara which is done by shishtas. Who is going to decide which is right, which is wrong? We say some action is wrong, some action is right. Who is going to decide? In our Vedic culture, Veda is the deciding factor. Whatever is told in the Veda as a must, that should be practiced. If it is not practiced, it will bring a papa called omission. You have omitted your duty, a must. Satyam vada dharmam chara swadhyaya anma pramataha matrudevo pava pitrudevo bhava. These are all commandments. So when a person doesn't go according to these commandments, he is incurring a sin called omission. Then another type of commandments are there. Mahimsya sarva bhutani. Don't hurt anybody in the world. And kalanjam na bhakshaye. Don't eat meat. And it gives the exceptions also. If you come under that exception, you are allowed to do that. If you have not come under that exception, you should not do that. If you do that, the person gets a papa called commission. One is giving up the duty, omission. Another is taking the adharmic action is commission. Many things are not told in the Veda, because a lot of portions in the Veda have lost already. So if we come across, for example, whether we can travel by flight or not, whether it is allowed by Shastra or not, if we ask, it is not told, there is no information. So we have to come to the secondary source called Smriti, Itihasa, Purana. So Ramji went by air, Pushpaka Vimana they call. So therefore it is not a papa, therefore I can go. Whether a person can cross the ocean or not. In our tradition, crossing ocean, especially by a person who is committed for knowledge, he is barred from crossing the ocean. Any spiritual seeker is barred
from crossing the ocean. Whether crossing the ocean is proper or not, so I don't know. In Veda also it is not told anything. So I may get guidance from this smriti. Suppose if I don't get a guidance from these two sources called as shruti and smriti, then third source is called shishta achara. Shishtachara it is called. What does it mean? The great people who lived a dharmic life according to the Vedic injunctions, their behavior is the pramana for our behavior. In the Upanishad itself, it says, Yetatra brahmanah sammarshinah yukta ayuktah aluksha dharma kamasihu yathate tatra varteran tatha tatra vartetha. The Vedic injunctions is like framework. It does not deal with all the matters of human life. It has given some framework type. So within that you have to take care of your life. When you find that there is a problem in deciding whether this is dharma or adharma, then Shastra says there are people tatra brahmanaha sammarshinaha. Great people are there. Yuktaha, they are very very integrated. Alukshaha, they are very enthusiastic and very energetic people in following the dharma. So go to them. They are dharma kamasihu. They are the people who desire to follow the dharma in their life. So go to them and you observe their life. Then finally you will come across what they do is right and you take as a shishta achara. Yad yadacharati sreshtaha tattadeva acharati lokaha. Bhagavan is going to tell to Arjuna, as sreshta, a great people behave, all the ordinary people will follow. Here Bhishmacharya and Dronacharya are great people in their time. They are very great. They are for battle, they are for war. Arjuna, now he say war is because of greediness of these Dhartarashtras. How can you justify these great people's action? So Arjuna says they also are carried away by greediness of the Dhartarashtras. Therefore I cannot take their behavior as a shishta achara. Therefore I am going to desist from the war. From the standpoint of protecting dharma, kulakshaya is an obstacle. Destruction of kula is an obstacle from the standpoint of protecting the dharma. Kulam must exist for dharma charanam. Therefore, war should be stopped for protecting that kulam. Now, Arjuna is in the mire of delusion. But he thinks he is able to think clearly. He is going to analyze dharma dharma with a mind which is overpowered by ragadvesha and mohaha. So he continues, katham nagneyam asmabihi papadasman nivartitum kulakshaya kritam dosham prapashyadbhir janardana. He janardana, how you have missed this point, valid point. Katham asmabihi nagneyam, how we have missed this point, how we did not know this kulakshaya is going to bring adharma in the society, how we have missed this point. 13 years we have discussed about this war, simply sitting in the forest. Whenever you got bored, you came. Whenever I got bored, I also sat with you, and all the other Panchapandavas also sat with you, and all the other people, relatives, they have totally missed it. And I wonder how we have missed this point. What is that dosha? Kulakshaya kritam. Kulakshaya is the dosha. Asma papad asma nivartitam. So why we have not yet thought of going away from this papa called kulakshaya? Then now he is going to explain how kulakshaya is obstructing the dharma acharana. Simply you are telling,
Kulakshaya will destroy dharma, Kulakshaya will destroy dharma. So he wanted to explain to the Lord how Kulakshaya destroys the dharma.
Kulakshaye pranashyanti kuladharma sanatanaha dharme nashte kulam krishnam adharmo abhivavat yuta.
From here we are going to have dharma adharma discussions. Whatever Arjuna is going to tell, if you take separately, not in this context, if you take separately and analyze it, it is going to be a very, very clear facts. But the problem is, he is bringing that clear fact in this deluded situation of his life. He is trying to get support for his delusion, for his confusion. He tries to show that it is a compassion. Arjuna wants to bring the great facts of human life to his support. He says, Kuladharmaha sanatanaha. Kuladharma. What is that Kuladharma? Bhagavan himself is going to tell in the Gita. Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam gunakarma vibhagashah tasya kartaram apimam vidhi akartaram avyayam. I only have created this chaturvarna. Four type of people according to their tendency and according to their profession. What are they? All the three gunas are very necessary. You may ask, what is the necessity of tamas? Necessity of tamas is you will get sleep, otherwise you won't get sleep. So tamas is necessary. But how much it is, the proportion is the criterion here. If the proportion is predominantly sattva, second status is rajas and third status is tamas, he is called a brahmanaha, a person committed for knowledge. Second category is rajas is predominant, backed by sattva, third status for tamas. First is rajas, second is sattva, third is tamas. He is called kshatriyaha. Because of rajas, he will be engaging himself in great actions. Because of backing of sattva, he will be unselfish. All his actions will be unselfish actions. Therefore, he is called Kshatriyaha. So, Kshatriya cannot think about himself with family only. His family is the entire world or entire Rajya. So, whatever he does, he should keep in mind the welfare of the entire community to which he is the leader. The third category is Vaishyaha. Rajas is predominant, but backed by tamas. Third position only, sattva comes. Because of rajas, he involves himself in opening plenty of companies, business dealings with everybody. But since it is backed by tamas, he will be always selfish. What is the profit for my company? What is the benefit to the nation? He won't think in that way. He will think first, what is the benefit for my company, benefit for my family, benefit for my own people. So they are called Vaishyas. Now the world is ruled by Vaishyas, neither by Kshatriya nor by Brahmanas. It is either ruled by third category or fourth category. Then fourth category is Shudras. They are predominantly tamas. First is tamas, backed by rajas, third is sattva. Since they are in tamas, all the time they will avoid working. So you have to goad them. You have to push them. Hey, go for this. Hey, go for that. Since their mind is tamasic, it is not available for any learning. Always they are moody. Always they are sleepy. Less work, more benefit. Like that. All the time their mind is with a slavery. It is called a slavery mind. So you need somebody to push him. You need somebody to govern him. Therefore he is called Shudraha. All this category you cannot avoid in the world at all. Any point of time in the human history, you will find all these four categories will be there. First category is a person who is committed for knowledge. Nowadays you can say all scientists. They don't bother about their personal cleanliness also. Many don't bother about their marriage life. Poor girl who is married, gone. So he will be bothered about his own theories and he will be in his own world. So scientists. Second category is rulers. But finding great rulers is very difficult nowadays. Kshatriyas, unselfish people. Third category is Vaishyas, businessmen. All these categories must exist in the world for the benefit of the society. You cannot avoid, you cannot even think of a community wherein thinking people is not available. There must be some group who will be thinking great values, great ideals, great things about the world and human life. So they were not allowed to own. Brahmanas were not allowed to own. Society took care of them. Society, and they were not allowed to stay in the society also. They had to stay in the forest as teachers. Gurukulas, all the Gurukulas were in the forest. As teachers, they were staying there. Kshatriya or the government takes care of them, or the society takes care of them. Second category is there must be some ruler. Without ruler, human community cannot go in one particular direction. That is why in modern days also, if a person who rules the country dies, immediately they bring one more person, make him to take a oath wherein he is allowed to deal with all the government duties for a temporary sake. Then there will be election and other things. So without governors also, human community cannot exist. And without businessmen also, human community, because they are the people who bring actually wealth. They are never exhaustive people. You ask any businessman how things are going on. Going on, Swami, he will tell. He will never say, I am very satisfied, I have this much of profit. He will never say. It is their lakshana. He should not satisfy. Brahmana should never have any dissatisfaction. Brahmana should be always satisfied, but Vaishya should have always dissatisfaction. One project over, got profit, another project, another project, another project. Then only they can bring wealth to the society. Then fourth category, Shudra category is there, which implements all these ideas. There must be some people to work, na? You create a factory, there is no people to work. So businessman creates a factory, Raja creates an opportunity so that the fourth category can work. Even the Brahmana needs help of the fourth category. When Brahmanas do Yaga Yajnas, that time you have to erect the pendal, you have to arrange for food, you have to arrange for their shelter. So many other jobs are there. So they have to cooperate with them. All these people are the component of the Virat Ishwaraha. So all these people are having equal rights. What is the equal right? Being the part of the Lord. So Bhagavan also says, Chaturvarnyam Maya Srishtam Guna Karma Vibhagashaha. I only have created this division. And this division, after some days, it has become caste based, Janma based. He says, the division was, is it karma based or is natural instinct based? That is, if he is a person of sattvic quality, quality based or duty based it was. But afterwards, for the convenience sake, it was converted into birth or caste based. So all the other problems came to in our society. So therefore, kula dharma ha sanatana ha. When the kula dharma, when the kula destroyed, this kula dharma is destroyed. That is going to be the line of argument by Arjuna. Those details we will see in the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmani Pranada Kleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha.